This newscast being brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Good afternoon. From Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Investigators are looking into what sparked a fire that heavily damaged the Garfield Township Volunteer Fire Department station in northern Bay County on Thursday morning. The blaze broke out before 9 a.m. on Erickson Road, southwest to Pinconning. A passerby spotted the flames and alerted authorities, bringing crews from across county to the scene. Several fire trucks and equipment inside the building were also damaged. No injuries were reported and nearby roads that were temporarily closed during the firefighting efforts did reopen. And the FBI's confirmed the attack on the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc Township was a deliberate act of violence fueled by anti-religious motives targeting the Mormon community. The incident, which occurred on September the 28th, left five people dead, including the suspected assailant, Thomas Jacob Sanford, and injured nine others. Authorities stated the gunman rammed his truck into the church, opened fire on the congregation, and set the building ablaze. Officials emphasized that the investigation is ongoing, but affirmed the shooter was motivated by deep animosity towards the Mormon faith. The FBI praised law enforcement and community members for swift action during the crisis, highlighting the lasting emotional impact on Grand Blanc and the nation. Community leaders have since focused on resilience and unity in response to the tragedy. And authorities in Genesee County are urging compassion and responsibility after two German shepherds were discovered abandoned inside a cage dumped into Thread Lake near the Flint Golf Club. Rescuers say the dogs named Ringo and Star managed to escape after hours trapped in the water. Star reportedly ran toward a passing vehicle, leading a driver back to Ringo, who was stuck in the mud and unable to move. Volunteers, including Hannah Peterson and Minerva Witt, helped free the pair and took them to Genesee Animal Control for care. Both animals were malnourished and showed signs of previous neglect, including frostbite. Despite their poor condition, rescuers described the dogs as calm and affectionate. Unfortunately, Ringo's injuries were too severe, and he was euthanized the next morning. Star remains in recovery. The incident has drawn widespread condemnation online, renewing calls for stronger protections against animal cruelty and greater public support for local shelters and rescue groups. Crime Stoppers is seeking anyone with information to call 1-800-422-JAIL or go to p3tips.com. And we'll return right after this.
Are you paying too much for high-speed internet service to your home or business? Get lightning-fast upload and download speeds with M3 Wireless. Stay connected with fast, reliable service from M3 Wireless. New customers can get the 75 megabit package for just $50 a month, and existing customers can upgrade for the same price. That means smooth streaming, online gaming, HDTV, and remote work, all happening at the same time without interruptions. M3 Wireless also offers plans starting at just $40 a month for qualified buyers, giving you flexible options that fit your monthly budget. As the days get shorter and the temperature drops, you'll be spending more time indoors watching football, streaming your favorite shows, or working from home. Make sure your internet can handle it all. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties with the speed and pricing you deserve. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in eastern Michigan.
And we're back. The Supreme Court is also set to rule on whether all political parties must publish their memoranda rules and regulations on their official websites. The case was brought forward by election reform advocates seeking greater transparency. Justices are expected to issue directions to the Election Commission for action. Political analysts believe the ruling could impact party organization and public accountability. The court's decision is anticipated to be significant precedent for electoral reforms. Final arguments are ongoing this week. India's successful launch of its heaviest communication satellite using the ISRO's Babubala LVM3 rocket promises significant advances in broadband services. The new satellite will bolster maritime and communications capabilities. Government officials view the launch as a key milestone for national infrastructure. The scientific community lauds the achievement, and enhanced coverage will benefit remote areas. ISRO continues to pursue ambitious space exploration goals. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income price plans as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.
Lead is invisible, but the dangers are real. Michigan's blood lead testing law aims to help identify exposure to lead in young children. All children should be tested for lead at ages 1 and 2. If they've never been tested, they should get a test by age 6. To help your child stay healthy, talk to their doctor about a blood lead test or visit michigan.gov/myleadsafe. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.